the Mike Tech Show, show number 468. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. This show is brought to you in part by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free for 15 days by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com on the left-hand side and enter the promo code MikeTechShow. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450. And that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. By the way, I'm getting backed up on voicemails. I do have some, and I promise I will get to them next week. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/MikeTechShow. And check out the wiki, and that is at mtswiki.com. I have a great show lined up that I promised last week that the topic is getting things done. This is a special show that is really all about the listener who took the time and recorded a 10-minute voicemail, and his name is Don Ram. He responded to my request for help desk software, and he was so right. He said, I thought because of things slipping through the cracks that a help desk ticketing system would help put me on track and not forget about things and stay on top of all of my workload and all the requests for clients. That's not true. I put a help desk ticketing system in place, and now all it has done is shown me just how much I'm not getting done. So how do you get it done? How do you make that happen? I mean, I got piles. I'm a stacker. I got stacks of things. Don't you dare touch my stack, because I know everything in it. So I have stacks of things. They have to get processed. They have to get done. It's a system. It's like a way of life. This is a system called Getting Things Done. There's going to be plenty of links, links to books, links to free videos on YouTube that you can watch these sessions. And I've watched one. And it actually involves software that we know and love, like Evernote. Give a listen to this voicemail and then make sure to come back to the main website and check out the links to everything that's mentioned here.
Hello, Mike. My name is Don Ram. I was listening to show number 464, in which you mentioned that you were looking for a ticketing system, preferably one that had an iOS application that you can use to, when you're done with something, look at your iPhone and figure out what the next thing you have to do is. I have to respond to this. Instead of an email or leaving a message on voicemail, that I was going to try to record something with Audacity. So for the first time ever, I am doing that, and I hope I'm successful at that, at this. What I have in mind is not a ticketing system. I'm sure there are dozens out there, but what I have, I think, is better than a ticketing system. Let me give you a little history first. In 1998, I was working for Qualcomm here in San Diego. I had just gotten a Palm Pilot. Not the very, very first one, but the one that had that little flip top on it. I think that was the Palm 3, something like that. This guy was coming to do a three-day seminar called Managing Action and Projects. The guy's name was David Allen. Well, I went to the seminar and just ate it up. In fact, he came back to Qualcomm 2 more years after that, and I arranged to be his host for those presentations so I could soak it up some more. Since then, his program, which was called Managing Action and Projects back then, it has a new name to it called GTD, or Getting Things Done. He has several books out, one of them called Getting Things Done. I hear there is an updated version called Managing Action or something like that, which is just a refinement to the first one, but I don't know that for a fact. With the way you described what you wanted, when you're done with one thing you want to figure out, what's the next thing that you need to do? Well, the next thing you need to do may not be work-related. It may be something personal. It may be something that, who knows what it is. By the way, you don't have to try to manage your whole life with this thing. You can just use it for work stuff. But I think you'll find that it's very useful for managing everything. And it's very flexible. And it will allow you to manage all aspects of your life. Tools, you know, programs, websites, mobile applications, all of that stuff is out there. The interesting thing is, none of them belong to him. He has come up with this GTD methodology. He makes his money with seminars and webinars. He even charges for webinars. There's a 1-hour webinar through davidco.com, and it costs $50. And his one-day class is $500, $300 or $400 if you pay for it in advance. It would be worth it to do it all over again. Anyways, it's worth it. But you don't have to go there. You can buy his book. I'm sure it's on Amazon. And you can learn about it that way. And there are also dozens of videos out on YouTube. And I'm going to send you an email with some examples that I picked out of there, because there are literally dozens out there, but I'll pick some out. I pick some out and I will email them to you. I believe anybody who wants to use his methodology to create a program, a website, or a mobile app can do so. There are versions that run under iOS, there are versions that run under Android, and I'm happy to see, because I just purchased a Windows Phone 8 recently, a Lumia 928, and I found one which is a pretty nice one for Windows Phone. Few basics. This is basic David Allen getting things done. One of the basic things is your mind is for thinking, not for remembering. That means that you need to get that stuff all out of your head, and you don't just dump it on the floor, you got to put it into a system that you trust. And the system can be paper and pencil and a planner and a it doesn't have to be technology. It's nice if it is. And since the beginning, since I was using the Palm Pilot way back when, which I synchronized with my PC, I've always been using tools to manage my stuff, technology tools, rather than resorting to calendar. But some aspects of it, it's nice just to have a pad of paper. But the critical thing is you have to have a system and you have to trust it. If you don't trust it, you're going to try to keep everything in your head. By the way, what do you keep track of? Not every single thought that comes to mind, but anything that you have a commitment to accomplish. You got to write it down. Step number one in all of his seminars is always write everything down, get it out of your head. Doesn't matter, big, small, you know, world, you know, send a rocket to Mars or weeding the garden. It's all stuff that's in your head and you get it out of your head. The next thing you do is, you put that into a system, paper, iPhone, whatever, and you divide it up into projects or what he now refers to as outcomes. So a lot of things that you will write down, in fact, are not tasks. They are, you know, they're projects. It's not something you can go out and do. Like send a rocket to Mars is not something you can just go do. There's a million things that have to be done before you can get the outcome of landing on Mars. Same thing with every other project. And then for every project or outcome that you come up with, you have to figure out what's the very next thing that you have to do. It gets very precise there. I've got an example. I've got one of my customers uses ACT, and it's not working now. So I've got to get a hold of them. Well, that's not the next action. The next thing I have to do is I have to look up their account number and the phone number that I call and a few other things like that. So in my next action list is to look that stuff up, because I've got it filed away on the customer server someplace, and then I can make the phone call. It gets down to that level, and it sounds real micromanaging, but once you get comfortable with it, he talks about how it takes a weight off your shoulders, and I literally experienced that back in the beginning when I first got into this. You get all that stuff out of your head, and you get it down in your system that you trust. You are free to concentrate on whatever it is you're doing at that moment instead of worrying about everything else that you have to a commitment to. Listen to this and edit it as you wish. I'm sure it's too long to put on your program, which, by the way, is a wonderful program. I get many, many good things out of it, etc., etc. Look for my email. I guess I will include this with it, come to think of it. Keep up the good work.
Don, thank you. And clearly it wasn't too long, because I've dedicated a show around your voicemail and your email. He has an incredible list of links to David Allen's books, and I'm going to put my Amazon links around this, which is the books you can get. There is a great, I think it's like an hour and a half long. It's more than an hour. And I've watched it once on YouTube, and I got to watch it again. It's Getting Things Done 101, and you need to take a look at that. And I'm going to have that in the show notes. There's lots of articles and books written on this, and it's a system that's, it's almost like you're going to begin an exercise program and you decide to lose weight, or it's a diet. You got to be all in on this. There's going to be a flow chart that you can download that he included in his email that I'm going to have a link to it from my website that you can download this PDF. And this is just a basic workflow summary of organizing that so-called stuff that we got to take care of. And I'm just going to quickly highlight it at a very high level. Stuff comes in that we got to do. You got to define what is it. Then, is it actionable? And if it is, then that could be a project. And there could be multiple steps here for an outcome. Then, if not, what is it? Do we eliminate it? Is it possible for a later action? Or is it a reference? If you don't action it, you still could have things that you got to do. Now, if it is actionable, what's the next action? And then you got to either do it, delegate it, or defer it. And all of this is clearly defined with the looping and everything that will, this will start to make sense when you look at the workflow of getting things done. Remember, I thought I needed a help desk ticketing system in order for me to accomplish tasks that I thought were falling through the cracks because I was getting overwhelmed with tech requests from clients. But when I got my Spiceworks help desk system in place, what I found was just an inordinate list of open help desk tickets that I was still not processing. So now I've defined it, and my problem is I still have the same problem. I thought I had a problem that the answer was not the answer. And when Don emailed me this, it was at a perfect time when I seen this email, I was struggling with this stack of unprocessed stuff. How do you process it? How do you prioritize it? How do you eliminate this? How do you make this actionable and define all the steps that's required and then get it done? So that's why I thought I would share this. I'm not all in yet with this system, and I'm just starting out. But it's something that I thought I should identify and have a dedicated show on getting things done and having dedicated links in the show notes that just deals with this topic. And then next week, I'll be back on track with getting to all your email and talking about all the stories. But you know how if I get focused on a single topic, I like to do a dedicated show on that. That's why this is going to be the show 468, Getting Things Done. That's it. Short, sweet, to the point. And now the work is up to you. So I would like follow-up stories if you've implemented this system and it's worked for you. Hey, if you implemented it and it failed, you're just like, wait, this is just, can't do it. Let me know if you follow through, and I will do a show down the road just following up on Getting Things Done show. And I would like to have some contributions from you. So send me an email, send me a voicemail, send me an attached voicemail that I can play. I'm really looking forward to it. Remember, keep using my Amazon link. If you buy from Amazon or you know anyone that does, the link is amazon.micnation.net. I really appreciate all of you for using that and sharing that, bookmarking it. It makes a big difference. Thank you so very, very much. That's it. Be back next week at my regular time, Thursday night at 8:00. Have a great week, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.